Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I talked with pianist Lara Downes about her CD, America Again. It's a collection of works representing different aspects of the American experience. I asked her if this theme was inspired in part by her own personal journey.
Yeah, I think inspired by family, inspired by history, and also curiosity. But yeah, there's a lot of me in this, a lot of my personal story.
So how did this CD come to be, this particular CD? What was its inspiration?
It was inspired for me by a poem of Langston Hughes, which he wrote back in the 1930s, called Let America Be America Again. The poem opens, "Let America be America again, let it be the dream it used to be." And I think that I just honed in on this notion of the American dream and what it really means. You know, what is at the heart of the American dream, and when we need it, you know, and we've been living in such troubled times. And I think looking back to the 1930s, which were very different but equally troubled times, and realizing that the theme, the thread, you know, that keeps coming back and carrying us forward is the American dream, really led me to a lot of different music and a lot of different American stories within this album.
So what's the relationship between music and the dream?
Well, this is all music by American composers who lived, you know, their own American experience. And I think that, honestly, you know, the heart of the American experience really is the dream. And I know that that sounds maybe facile on the surface, but if you think about it, you know, we're all here because somebody dreamed of America. We have this spirit to us that keeps us trying big things and falling down and getting up again. And so I think that there's a backstory behind each of the pieces, whether it's about the composer or the piece of music itself, that really resonates with the American dream.
And so the music is kind of a reflection of our times, but also a way to move forward?
I think for me, the music is really reconnecting us with what is beautiful and true and essential about American life. And for me, I've needed that this year. It's been incredibly important for me to be able to connect with American music and to, you know, dig deep into our traditions. And I hope that it provides the same relief and support and happiness to listeners. We make beautiful things here in this country. We really do. This music is so It's so unique and uniquely American, and it's so timeless and timely at the same time. There's a lot to it.
I've been listening to it. It's beautiful. And it is interesting that in some songs you have a sense of place, and in others, the fact that they're informed by the composer's life is really interesting. So could you give a couple examples of pieces that really are very evocative to
Sure.
you?
Sure. In no particular order, maybe. There's a piece by Ernest Bloch on here called At Sea. And, you know, this idea that our American story most of the time begins with someone's dream of America and someone's journey to America. So that was important to me here, is to reflect on all those journeys that are made here across oceans, over mountains, you know, based on hope and promise for the future. So that's sort of a tribute to the journey to America, the experience of coming to America. There's a piece, a brand new piece by Dan Visconti, which was, it's has its world premiere here, and it's called Nocturne from Lonesome Roads. And that, again, to me, that's a very iconic image in American life, you know, whether it's hitchhiking down the highway or riding the rails, you know, there's this element to the American spirit that has to do with striking out on your own and, you know, making very lonely journeys. And so that to me captures that experience. There's also something about the conversation between generations and the things that we pass along. There are a couple of pieces on here that really reflect that. I would say especially the Art Tatum arrangement of Blue Skies. That to me is kind of bringing together several different musical and personal experiences. You know, you have Art Tatum taking this Irving Berlin song, doing something very unexpected to it, as only Art Tatum can. And then I came along and picked up a transcription of Art Tatum's recording and kind of digested it, reinterpreted it, reimagined it, you know, from my own background, from a classical background, and hearing it maybe differently. And, I, you know, it came out sounding completely different than Art Tatum, which is as it should. But, you know, that's a very, I like that little conversation. The other piece that reflects that is the Nina Simone version of I Love You Porgy, which I think is so interesting. You know, Gershwin writing in the 20s an opera about, you know, the Black American experience. And then Nina Simone comes along in the 60s, and she's coming from a classically trained background, and she takes the song and she pushes it straight through jazz and into something, you know, uniquely Nina Simone. When I first heard her sing that song, it really just flattened me. It's such a raw and beautiful and intense rendition of the song. So me taking that now and, you know, trying to translate Nina's voice through the piano, it's again, it's just bringing together all the different pieces of who we are and the music that we make.
Wow. And so taken together, what's your curatorial vision for the whole album?
Well, you know, it's a story album. It's a concept album. I think that I find something incredibly liberating about the musical time that we live in, you know, where we find our music in such wide open territory. You know, there are no more record stores and no more bins in record stores. And that opens up so many possibilities for the kinds of music that we can hear and put together and the connections that we can draw. So one of my big hopes here is just to kind of step back and take a really broad look at American music and what it is and who makes it. And this is music that comes from so many different traditions and so many different people and places, and it all fits under this sound umbrella. You know, it all sounds terrifically American. It makes sense together. And so it really does, I think, reflect, you know, something about our diversity and our range as people.
Great. Well, I know you wanted to also talk about your Promise project. I don't know if there's time for
that. Yeah, I would love to do that quickly. Yeah. So there's a piece by David Sanford on this record, also a world premiere. And it's a piece called Promise, which he wrote for me a couple of years ago, inspired by a poem by Rita Dove called Testimonial, On the Bus with Rosa Parks. And the phrase from the poem from which we drew goes like this: I gave my promise to the world, and the world followed me here. And that phrase has also just been resonating hugely with me, because I've been traveling around the country with this music, and I've been talking to kids, and I've been talking about the American dream. What did it mean to your parents, to your grandparents? What does it mean to you today? What is your future? What is your promise to your future, to our future? And so we've set up this project called the Promise, My Promise Project, where people are being asked to submit 10-second videos, you know, that you can shoot with your phone, holding up a sign that you make yourself with, you know, a piece of paper and a pencil that describes in a few words your promise to the world. And I think that the more we can all think about that and believe in our promise to the world, the better off we are, again, you know, especially in these confusing times.
Wow, that's a great way to engage people. Well, thanks so much, and congratulations again. It's a beautiful CD.
Thank you so much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.